Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Hello, geeks, and welcome to Social Geek Radio. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media consigliere. Today's episode is brought to you by Social Joey, Fotify, and the International Franchise Online Expo. In addition to the rescheduled live event in October at the Javits Center in New York City, the IFE is unveiling an online version of the 30-year-old expo on the original dates of May 28th through the 30th. Exhibitors will have an online presence where they can host live meetings, distribute collateral, and interact with interested candidates from all over the world. As our country emerges from the pandemic, MFV and partner IFA are here to help keep your pipeline lead flow healthy. You can register now at onlinefranchiseexpo.com. Okay, today's Franchise Friday guest is Eric Schechterman. He's the Chief Development Officer at Benetrends Financial. Hey, Eric, how are you?
I am good, sir. How about yourself?
Oh, I couldn't be better. Anything new going on in the world? Just kidding.
Business as usual.
Yeah, that's right. And for those listeners right now who may be downloading this episode in the year 2025 or something like that, we're recording this in May of 2020. So we're right on the edge of the big comeback. We're right on the cusp. So keep that in mind as Eric and I kind of dive into the world of franchising in May 2020. But Eric, before we get to that, give us a little bit of your background. What's your story?
You know, it's a pretty interesting one. I after getting out of college, didn't know what I wanted to do, figured I was good at talking to people, and someone said I should look into a career in sales. And a family friend of mine mentioned a company named Cintas Corporation. And for those that are listening that know who Cintas is, they're the world's largest provider of uniform programs, facility service products, stuff like that. And after graduating Rutgers University, I started with them and spent 10 amazing years with them and moved all over the Northeast and had a really nice career there. And then as my life changed a little bit, met my now wife who had her son from a previous marriage, and you sort of overnight become a parent, you realize moving all over every 6 months probably wasn't the best play. I started to look at some other options.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine said, hey, there's this company, Benetrends Financial. They do franchise funding and small business funding, and they're looking for a sales manager. And at that point, my view of franchising was pretty much what was ever on the menu for me that day, whether it was McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King,
right,
stuff like that. I didn't know anything about franchising. Nevertheless, companies like Benetrends and that you can use retirement funds to fund a business, and went and met with Len and Cheryl Fisher, who are the founders of Benetrends, and he's the original architect of rollover funding. And I fell in love with their business and started with them back in, I believe it was right around 2008, 2009. And I think about a month into my career, there was the Franchise Expo at the Javits Center that you're referencing.
Yeah.
So other than hearing about franchising in my first 30 days, that was really my first foray into franchising. And man, was I blown away. I mean,
yeah,
just to see,
yeah,
the concepts and everything else. So for the next 7 or 8 years, I was in a capacity where I ran the sales team at Benetrends, the 10 to 12 salespeople that worked for me, that worked with our franchise consultants, business brokers, franchise brands, and helping their clients get funded quickly, safely, and economically. Where I took a little fork in the road, which I think now being back at Benetrends has even given me more perspective, is in 2017, I actually made a transition and bought my own business, and I bought a business to be a franchise consultant. Mm-hmm. And went through that process of really coaching and matching people to different franchise opportunities that were either in a transition from the corporate world, looking for a side play, and becoming one of those people that Benetrends often worked with on their candidates. And I spent 2.5 amazing years working with people, helping them find opportunities, coming in from the other side and seeing a little bit more peek behind the curtain as far as that process goes. And it was fantastic. It was a great opportunity. I was very, very happy. But I was doing a lot of traveling, a lot of separation from the family. And then at the beginning of this year in 2020, a transition happen at Benetrends. They reached back out to me and asked if I would consider rejoining them. And, you know, candidly, I don't know if my heart really ever left Benetrends.
Yeah.
And the opportunity just, you know, everything aligned at the right time. So then I returned back at the end of January of this year. You know, obviously looking back at it, it probably was the better move for me. If somebody said, what capacity do I want to be in? Do I want to be in finance in this environment or finding people to buy a business in this environment? It was probably a good move. But since then, I've returned back in a little bit more of a different role as the chief development officer. I still have control of the sales and the marketing, but also am in charge of all the strategic partnerships that Benetrends has throughout the country through working with franchise brands directly, working with the different business broker groups, the franchise consulting groups, and sort of being that quarterback for all of our partners of who should they be working with, what programs are available, controlling all that, and then obviously having some other responsibilities as well. So all said and done, it's been about 10 plus years in the franchise industry and a couple of different capacities. And I'm sure for those that are listening and other people that you've interviewed, Jack, I mean, it's hard not to fall in love with. It's in my blood. I couldn't imagine being anywhere else than within the franchise industry. That conversation of it becomes that traveling family that you have and
yeah.
sort of the traveling circus. So I love it. And I think I love what I love most is at Benetrends, financing is always going to be a part of that world. And you get to be involved in so many different conversations and so many different aspects. So that's what got me to where I am today and couldn't be happier.
What I find interesting on your timeline is you joined Benetrends right as the recession of 2009 was about to hit. And then you rejoined in early 2020, right before whatever the heck we're going to call this era someday, right before the pandemic and shutdown of the world. So it feels like there could be, you could be in the position to really help a lot of people out who are about to open a business or they're maybe thinking about starting a business. So I guess my first question is now still a good time to start a business?
Great question. Obviously something that we're dealing with daily from all the clients that we're working with and all the consultants and franchise brands. And I always have to be candid. I have to look myself in the mirror and have my morals and ethics. And if somebody said to me today, Eric, we're not moving forward because we're waiting to see what happens in the world, I completely understand.
Yep.
On the flip side, when people have decided to move forward, I've been keeping data, research, responses about why are you moving forward now? Did your franchise sell more units last month in the month of April than it did in February and January when we were in more of a normal environment? And it's really been fascinating. And some of the things really hit you right in the face as far as why it does make sense to still be in that business buying mode right now. If I were to go a year ago, and if I were to interview all of our franchise brands and say, what are the biggest challenges that you're dealing with? Two things would come up quite often. One, availability of commercial real estate. And two, the availability of affordable staffing to properly staff your business.
Mm-hmm.
If you fast forward to today, and it's not to be insensitive to the other small businesses that are out there, it goes without saying there is going to be a large availability of commercial real estate. Businesses that are out there now that have a lease in a good spot in a good strip center in a good location might just not be able to make it through these times. If we have been in a landlord market over the last 5 or 6 years, make no mistake about it, we are moving to a renter's market.
Yeah.
Lease terms are going to be better. TI is going to be better. Availability of prime locations is going to be better. So, a lot of the brands that you would typically think might struggle during this time, like a food concept or like a fitness concept or like an education concept, assuming that we're going to get back to some type of normalcy, think about the demand and the availability that they're going to have for some of these prime locations to come in and really swoop up some amazing lease terms, negotiation rights, and certain things from that end. So
yeah.
That's number one.
Definitely some bargains out there. And I assume you're going to see this as an employer's market as well, with a lot of great available talent out there.
Yeah, and that goes to that second point of, I mean, you know, the difference of today versus 08 and 09. 08 and 09 was a financial crisis. You know, you had Bear Stearns, Goldman Sachs, yeah, you know, all these big Wall Street companies laying off their six-figure employees. This is not that situation. We are looking at the heart of America, our day-to-day workers, the places that we see and visit all the time. And we think of Small Business America and Franchise America. That's where the staffing shortage had been running into over the last 3 or 4 years. Now think, if you're starting a business and now I can get a better term on my lease, find the right location, and then find great available staffing. I mean, if those are the two biggest hurdles and those have been flipped upside down, not to mention, I'm sure we'll talk about the different finance capabilities right now. I would say that for those people that have decided to move forward with business right now, I would say are in a better striking position. And more importantly, when you talk about right now, there's a difference between right now and in 6 months from now. What I mean by that is, I heard Mark Cuban talking the other day about what he sees the economy looking like. And he was describing it like a U. You know, we're moving down, and then as we get to the bottom, it's going to level out. But then when it goes up, it's not going to be diagonal. It's going to be shooting straight up.
Yeah,
I do believe that is going to be the case for demand on franchise opportunities. When this thing changes and when there is an uptick, the amount of people that are maybe not looking to return to corporate, the amount of people that are looking to look at new opportunities, the demand is going to be off the charts. And that territory that you were saying today, maybe I'll wait 6 months and see what happens, and you were looking at it by yourself today, you might be competing with 6 or 7 other buyers 6 months from now. So for those that can have that, you know, vision and see that now is still the right time to do it, because when I'm ready to launch my business, we're hopefully going to be recovering as a society. I'm going to be better set doing this now versus waiting to fight with the masses 6, 7 months from now. So that's why when we've been looking at our numbers, even at Benetrends, we were predicting about a 30 to 40% hit to our new business owner clients during this time. I would say we overestimated that by half. I mean, we're definitely not where we were pre-COVID-19, but we're still operating about a 70 to 80% clip of our projections for new business owners. I mean, I'm looking at May, we're on the 14th day of May. We have 30 new clients that have engaged Benetrends today to fund their business with their retirement funds just in the month of May to make their business purchase. That's 30 in 14 days in May with half a month to go, which is even ahead of where we were in April. So I've been pleasantly surprised. And I think, you know, a lot of people are starting to see why it makes sense right now.
Yeah. It could be that, business ownership, especially first-time business ownership, is not taking the hit that so many other areas of the economy and different types of companies are taking. But again, we won't really know that until, you know, professionals like you have a little bit more data on the books that they can share. And we can take a look back this fall and see that, you know, these certain sectors and these certain kinds of brands actually did pretty well throughout the whole crisis. What are you seeing as far as the kinds of brands that are adapting right now? Are you seeing more success in some areas than others, or is it too early to really tell?
It's still a little early, but clearly there's some things that just in general knowledge seem to be popping up more than others. So it's a multi-pronged answer. One thing that another client had said to me of why I also see a lot of people moving forward right now, I think a sleeping giant, at least within the franchise industry, are these existing multi-unit owners. If I own 6 or 7 locations of a brand, and I know there's another franchisee in the neighboring territory that owns 2, and maybe they're not doing as well as I was, what an opportunity to swoop in, pick up something at a reduced cost and grow that. So if you start to wait again, you might also be running up against those people. But as far as concepts or certain things that I'm seeing, one, I've been blown away by the franchise industry. there's things that we do that I don't always agree with or approve, but the way the franchise industry has adapted to virtual discovery days, coaching their existing franchisees on reopening, ways that they're attacking their marketing, ways that they're finding new candidates, I've been blown away by. But obviously, I think it goes without saying, I'd be remiss if I didn't at least admit that clearly there's been a large demand on businesses that people can clearly see are even needed today. So residential cleaning, when people start letting people back in their homes, how often do they want to get them cleaned?
Yes.
Commercial cleaning, as these companies start to open up their offices and employees are saying, you need to confirm with me that this office is sanitized every
yeah.
day.
I want to see cleaners. If I come in really early in the morning, I want to see the cleaning crew has been there.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, the yeah. amount of families right now that are questioning putting their loved ones back into an assisted living facility, but still need that support for their loved ones. You know, the senior care business is just going to explode. I mean, the amount of people that you're going to have to come into homes and assist there. You know, I was just outside with my kids a few minutes before this, and I had 10 mosquitoes flying around me. I'm still going to want to have my guy come and spray my lawn for that.
You bet.
Cut. So,
and you know what? Now maybe even more than ever, because I think we're going to be spending a lot more time in the backyard this summer and not so much flying off on fabulous vacations, right?
I have never hated my lawn more than right now.
It's because you're home so much, you're looking at it.
Yeah, exactly. I saw a truck driving by the other day. I waved him down. I'm like, hey, what can you do? How can you fix this? All these different things. I mean, we even had something the other day, you know, doing more washes and everything else and the dryer getting backed up. And you have companies like Dryer Vent Wizard that, you know, all these different little pocket franchise brands.
Yeah.
I'm also going to see a big run on, you know, if you look back at 08, 09, and 10, a big secret in the franchise world is more people are buying businesses when unemployment is higher.
Yep.
Because a lot of people look at it as they're buying themselves a job, so to speak. It's, you know what, I was making 90, 100, 110,000 in corporate, going to an office every day. I don't need to buy a business that's going to triple that. But if I can buy a business, be my own boss, be out of the office, replace that income, I think you're going to see a big run on a lot of these service-based brands, few employees going out there, servicing clients, running your own business, sort of the man or woman in the van type businesses. But for even those people that say that makes sense, so is there still going to be a demand for the fitness type ideas? I actually think that's going to see less of a hit than people are assuming, because I know one thing, you know, Jack, I mean, we've been on how many different Zoom calls together and everything else. People are craving that community feel right now.
They sure are.
We've seen the last 3 or 4 years, the boom of boutique fitness concepts and that feeling of here's 10 to 12 people in my class that we all just battled through this together. As much as I know there's going to be that concern of spacing and germs and everything else, I still think people are going to come back in droves and crave that interaction. So without the data, I'm still remiss to say I don't think that these concepts are going to do as well because they're brick and mortar. I still think people are going to crave that desire to be around others. You know, not to mention, some people have said, well, is education going to do okay? With a 6-year-old and a 12-year-old at home, I can assure you education is going to do just fine.
Wait, you don't want to be their teacher for the next dozen years or so? Come on, Eric.
Exactly. And these businesses are going to adapt virtually. You know, what kids are missing right now and still going to need in-home tutoring. Parents are going to be getting back to work with maybe needing to add 2 incomes versus one.
Yep.
And maybe that brings into the full-day kindergarten. So I know it's brick and mortar, and I know it's where people are going to be getting together, but I really think that this new world that we're going to adapt to is still going to fit in very, very well to still the bulk of the franchise opportunities that we've seen growing over the last decade or so.
Yeah, very good. Last thing I wanted to ask you about today is what kinds of questions are you getting from potential business owners when it comes to funding? Like what's really top of mind for them and what are they looking for help on?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I like to relate it to pre-COVID and current environment. You know, pre-COVID, you know, people were buying their businesses with cash on hand, home equity loan, something with their stock. SBA obviously is something very huge. And even though it's still not known by the masses, rollovers for business startups, what we label the Rainmaker program here at Benetrends, where an individual can use their retirement funds without incurring any tax or penalty in order to fund the business. Those have primarily been the most popular forms of funding. As we've gone into this COVID environment, some have excelled to the top even more than they were before. So number one, the SBA program. So for those that know the SBA program, it's not a program where the government is lending money, but there's lenders that are participants in the SBA program, and the government guarantees percentages of that loan to the banks, therefore making it more attractive to banks put money out there, small business America. Part of the CARES Act, everyone knows the PPP program, the money that's been put to support existing small businesses. What a lot of people don't know is the CARES Act was, you know, all-encompassing for a number of different things. It wasn't just the PPP. So what it did for the SBA program is for all new SBA loans that are funded before, I believe the date is September 27th, the SBA is covering, not deferring, not waiving. They're actually making the payments for the first 6 months on all new SBA loans. And it's important to talk about why it's important to the definition of them making the payments. A deferral or waiving still can create a taxable event. These payments are still being made, but the government's making them for the new buyer. So when you're looking at an SBA loan that typically could carry anywhere between a 5 to 6% interest rate, you know, principal plus interest, you could be talking about a large chunk of money when you combine the idea of, okay, so I've got more affordable staffing, I got a better lease than the previous owner that was here before me, and I'm starting my business without any 6 months of interest or loan payments on my business. Talk about being able to start your business in a great situation. So
sure. And it ranks right up there with, you know, being able to get good talent and being able to negotiate some pretty low rent right now. That tax situation is another great reason for someone to have a pretty damn good first year of their business ownership.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, my SBA department, and this just goes to why buy a business now. We had triple the amount of SBA opportunities in the month of April than we did in March, February, January combined. So SBA is absolutely front and center. Now, obviously, banks have different appetites. Some banks like chocolate, some banks like vanilla. That doesn't mean that no matter what business you're buying, any bank in the country is going to fund your business. You still have to find the right bank and the right opportunity. And that's sort of what we do at Benetrends. We play matchmaker for our clients. We look at what business they're buying and know what banks have an appetite for either that business and then that business in today's environment and helping them get that. So SBA has been front and center. The rollover program has been the most interesting because obviously it's a great program that even though it's been around for 30 plus years and Benetrends was the original architect of that process, it's still something that not everybody knows about. The ability to say, I can take an IRA or 401k from a previous employer and use that money without paying that 10% early withdrawal penalty if I'm not of the age of 59 and a half, or having that money hit my income for the year and paying income tax on that money. But what's even being more interesting now is something that doesn't change in the world is cash is king. Mm-hmm. The money that you have in your checking account, your savings account, you can use for anything, medical, travel, personal, college, education, whatever it may be. And you've already paid taxes on that money. That's post-tax money. You've got to protect that as much as possible. So seeing the amount of people that even now are more attracted to pulling out those retirement funds, protecting their cash, and something a lot of people don't often know is you can use that money combined with an SBA loan. So in the typical SBA environment, the bank wants to see that the buyer is putting about 20 to 30% of their own money into the project. So if I'm buying a $300,000 business, all in between franchise fees, build out, training, and everything else, the bank wants to see that, you know, $70,000 to $75,000 of that project came from my pocket. well, if I've got $100,000 in savings, I've got $200 in an IRA, some other opportunities, I'm going to leave my cash alone, never touch it. Leave half of my money still in retirement funds, but use a rollover program to access maybe $100,000 pre-tax, no penalty, and use that money as my equity injection to then get my SBA loan. So now I funded my business with pre-tax dollars to get government lending that 6 months of that payment is being covered. We're at the lowest interest rate of the history of the program for an SBA loan because it's tied to prime, and prime is now at 3.25%. So that maximum interest rate on an SBA loan is capped at 6% because it's prime plus 2.75. So when you have the ability to access these pre-tax dollars and still combine it with other funding options, it really has been, I almost want to call it the silver bullet for a lot of our clients that have said, you know, I've got equity in my home, but I'm not sure I want to touch that. I don't want to liquidate my stocks right now. So really the rollover program combined with an SBA or even the rollover program by itself has continued to be one of the strongest programs in the small business funding, sort of options that you see out there.
Excellent. Sounds like the silver bullet for a lot of people. Eric, we're going to be back in just a moment with some contact information if any of our listeners have some more questions on that. First, a quick note that I've been asked recently by a lot of people about these comeback of a lifetime graphics that we're creating for the podcast and for the franchise industry. We're sharing these on Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn. I'm using a company called Photify and the Photify app to create these images right from my phone. I can instantly drop in a Social Geek Radio logo, have it up on social media in a matter of seconds. And our marketing assistant can do the same using logos and GIFs and images that I've already approved. So a tip for any marketing pros at Franchise Systems, if you want to give your franchisees and their employees the ability to make great in-store posts, but you still control the brand, this is the way to do it. Right now, Photify is offering the small business package subscription absolutely free for the next 6 months. You can sign up for that right now at photify.pro. Eric Schechterman of Benetrans, thanks so much for being here today and sharing so much inside information on what's going on in franchising. If our listeners have other questions for you, where can they reach you?
So you can obviously visit us at www.benetrends.com, and I suggest anyone to do /social geek. So benetrends.com/social geek. By doing that, you'll have access to further information that is typically proprietary through Benetrends. And for anyone that goes through that site, we are also offering a free SBA pre-qualification. Wow. So you can work with one of our funding consultants, provide some information, and an in-person live consultation will take place where you can find out what's available for me based off of my qualifications in the SBA environment. We also have other tools on there like a funding calculator that you can go online and just get pre-qualified online just to sort of figure out what your options are. And of course, you can always contact me directly at 267-638-9275.
Excellent. We'll have all of that information on socialgeekradio.com as well. Eric, thanks so much for being here, and we will chat with you again very soon.
Thank you so much, and best of luck to everyone out there. Stay safe, stay healthy, and look forward to helping any of the listeners today figure out what options they have in the funding world as it stands today.
Awesome. And thanks to everyone for listening to Social Geek Radio. We're here to help you get yourself ready for the comeback of a lifetime. Copyright 2020, Social Geek Enterprises, Inc.